Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, horny. You know it's French Toast Friday, baby. Every Friday is French Toast, baby. And listen, it is Catfish Friday, horny. Listen. It is really, really nice around here on today. Broadcast live from the Wendy City. Clear on today, 57 degrees. Let me tell you something. It is September 30th, 2022. It is 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. We also have natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gold, baby. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. Gumba Rum is going to be available at ShopTipsy.com. ShopTipsy.com. Listen, y'all, set up my box. You know, Mama has to have a drink. I have to have my drink during the show. Listen, get on. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something, just in case you didn't know. Roxanne was fired 3 weeks ago, and Rodney, I don't know where he is. He just walked off the job. So Mama's in here in the engineer booth trying to keep things moving and going. Yes, honey, listen. Studio B, I don't know what's going on. They got the doors closed. I don't know what's happening. Get my drink, y'all. Get my Gumba Rum. Y'all know what? People listening to this show, where they listen? Where is it? Come on. Talk. Talk to me. Come on. Indeed, your music is being heard by people all over the world, my darlings. Listen, I got some really, really, really special music on tonight. Listen, before I get into the music, y'all, let me tell you something. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female, when the page comes up on Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay, so use the keyword, the Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Oh, my God, it is going to be dusty up in here. Do you hear me? Let me tell you something. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you guys. Y'all know I like to entertain. Y'all already know Mama likes to entertain. There's no surprise about that. So, listen, I was reading the news on Nick Cannon. I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But let me tell you something. I got some really, really awesome music. Miss D and M are on air tonight. Mr. D, Miss D and me. Miss D and me, let me tell you something. Let me dial it down a little bit. I'm really, really excited. I'm going to get into the entertainment. 1 minute. I'm going to get there. So listen, let me tell you something. Miss D and me is a musical duo. Listen, these guys are phenomenal. They are fantastic. They have children's music. And I am telling you, it is really, really hot. It is fantastic. I really do enjoy it, and I do love it. So listen, y'all know how Mama do. You know Mama has a lot to say. You know, we always talk about millionaire music. I'm going to get into that, too, a little bit later during the show. So listen, this duo, and of course it is Millionaire Music. Y'all already know that. Your talent that comes on the Fierce Human Network is Millionaire Music. What is it? You guys already know it is multiple streams of income with your music. So listen, Miss D and me is a musical duo. Deanna and Joe are musicians, songwriters, producers, and educators. Miss D and me, children's album Going to School with 14 original tunes written, performed, and produced by the duo, released on April 8, 2022, inspired by their 20 years of experience teaching music to groups of young children at schools and all ages individually. Their music nurtures well-being, originality, intellect, compassion, and resilience. Love it, love it, love it, love it. So listen. They sing and move along with their kids' songs and videos at home, in the car, and, of course, at school following their album. Their single, which you're going to hear tonight, is Road Trip, released on July 15, 2022. Listen, Deanna Fogel is a music graduate of NYU, double major, vocal performance, and English literature. She's certified as a yoga instructor, and Joe is an Emmy Award-winning engineer and a former adjunct, and Mama know better because I worked at DePaul University for many years. So I know about professors. Let me tell you something. He's a professor at a university. His album has been mastered by Grammy Award-winning engineer Blair Wells. Yeah, y'all check this out. Now, listen. I love this song. I really do. And so earlier, I was listening to the song Road Trip, and I was like, wow. There's a lot in this song. Y'all going to hear just one. Sat down, choir. Stop getting all excited. Stop pushing me. You're going to hear it. Sat down. I got my choirs in here all tonight. Sat down. Yes, just make the drink, baby. Okay. Now, y'all know Mama not. It's entertained. So listen, y'all know Mama life's entertained. It's called Road Trip. Name of the song is Road Trip. Listen, when I was hearing the song, just to let you guys know, I think, you know, it would make a great children's book. A lot of, you guys remember back in the day, you remember, Mama always tells a lot of stories and life lessons, just to let you guys know. You guys remember Sesame Street? There's a lot, of course, I don't have to say this, but I'm going to say this. I think there's a lot that this music will bring to the forefront. You guys remember Sesame Street and the Muppets? Oh, my God, my God. My imagination just goes crazy nuts wild when I hear the song Road Trip. There is a lot. There is a lot, because children is so... they use their imagination. Children scratch their imagination. We already know that. And so children love Muppets. They love little creatures. They love those things. They love storybooks. I remember when my niece was a little girl. She loved to read. She always did love to read. She's 10 years old now. And I remember Christmas, and I was always – now, Christmas at our house, I'm reading the book. She gets the same book. We have to read the same book over and over again. This was years ago. So she would get the same book over and over again every holiday. And she comes to me, Auntie, read the book. Oh, go, come on, read the book. And so when she started reading, she would read the book to me. The same book now, mind you, the same book. So anyway, Road Trip is a phenomenal song. There's a lot that they can do. They're professors, and they know they can do a lot with this music because it is phenomenal. Listen, I want you guys to check this out. I'm going to drop this on you right now. Come on, let me just be quiet and shut up. Play the music.
Get ready. Going on a road trip. Road trip, life's a dream.
love it. I love it. Listen, that song brings back a lot of nostalgia. I remember back in when I was growing up during my childhood, my brother and I went on a lot of road trips. It was always to the same place. But nothing new, nothing new. It was just a way for my mom to get rid of us during the summer. So listen, my mom worked single parent, raising children. It was her way to get rid of us was send us, ship us off to Mississippi. Somebody would always drive us to Mississippi. She would ship us off. Or sometimes we would take a flight and just ship us off to Mississippi. But listen, it reminds me of the road trip to Mississippi. Me and my little brother, she can get rid of us. For the whole summer, we spend the summer with my grandma. And so I remember those road trips going to Mississippi. But anyway, I love that song. It is phenomenal. There's a lot of juice in that song. You know what I'm saying? Listen, that song would be a great cartoon. My God, they can go in so many different directions with that. And you know, Mom is all about millionaire music, and that is millionaire music. It is phenomenal. You know, they can get a cartoon out of that. They can get children's books. My God. You know, it's like a complete package. That song, Road Trip, is like, it could be a complete package. When I say complete package, I'm talking about, of course, the song, video, and I'm talking about, you know, cartoon, animation. Oh, honey, go nuts crazy. And so I know that one of my friends that did the intro to the song, that's what he does. He does music, and he does a lot of things with NBC, Fox, and I'm telling you, he does a lot of voiceover talent. He has done cartoons, and he is just phenomenal. He is just the cat's pajamas, can I say. Listen, and also, a lot of times on the show, Mom, y'all know Mom always speak over different individuals, over music, and I had Open Line was on the show. She did Christmas in July. You know, guys, I've been talking about this. She sent me a shout-out. Listen, so it's not just words falling out of my mouth. I don't do that. It's not just words falling out of my mouth. Omalani, she is phenomenal, and she is blowing up like everything. Let me tell you, she came on the show, played her music, and I says, wow. I says, you know, there's a lot of things that I hear in your music, and I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let her tell you. Take a listen. Check this out.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omilani, and I appeared on this show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
All right, that's Omalani. And I'm telling you, it was really amazing. Played the music on the show, and I says to her, I says, you know what? I do see you get into fashion and singing on Broadway. And what she didn't mention, she did. She sang on Broadway, and she received an invitation to participate in New York's Fashion Week, which she did a couple weeks ago. She did. She was one of the models, New York's Fashion Week. She sang on Broadway, and then they gave her a billboard in New York Times Square. I mean, she had a lot going on, and I am telling you, she's still bubbling. She's just bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. Now, listen, let me get down with the dirty. You guys know I'm about to tell you about Nick Cannon. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen. I'm going to give it to you. So, listen, Nick Cannon announced his birth of his 10th. What is going on with this dude? You know what? Now, listen, I love Nick Cannon. Let's get that out of the way. I love me some Nick Cannon. But listen, he just announced the birth of his 10th child, just weeks after welcoming his 9th child. What is going on? Is he trying to start his own movement with all his own children? I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, I'm going to have to send Steve Harvey over to Nick Cannon's house to sit down and have a little talk with him. You know what I mean? And I'm saying this because, is he trying to populate all of Hollywood? What is he trying to do here? So listen. So he announced on Friday that he and Brittany Bell welcomed a baby just 2 weeks after the birth of his ninth child. What is going on? Has he ever heard of the word vasectomy? You know what I'm talking about up in here. So listen. Now listen. Now, Nick, what is going on, honey? I love you to pieces. And your friend was on my show, and you talked about you moving things like that last year. So, Nick, honey, what are you doing? You ever heard of vasectomy? So I'm like, are you trying to start your own cult following with your children? I'm like, what is going on? Get a handle on this thing here. So listen, 10 children. So listen, he walks a 10-pound of love and joy named Rise Messiah. Okay, Messiah. He names the baby Messiah. Okay, all right. So, really, is this a cult following? What are you doing here? So, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, just to give you a little rundown. I'm pretty much running out of time, but listen. So, he has 3 children with Belle, and then the baby he had 2 weeks ago with photographer Lanichelle Cole, who was on my show. Miss Cole was on the show. And then also, he fathered 11-year-old twins, of course, with ex-wife Mariah Carey, 16-month-old twins with Abby DeLaRosa, and a 3-month-old son with Britt. What is going on, Nick? Really? And then last December, Candace shared a 5-month, of course, you guys know about the old son that passed away. The son had brain cancer with Alyssa. And then in June, DeLaRosa announced that she was pregnant again, but she's not revealing who the father is. So speculation is, right, that it's this Nick, but she hasn't said. So anyway, it's like, what in the Sam Hill world? You know, 10 children, and then all these mamas, you know, come on, Nick, get a hand on it. Listen, baby, I love you. Mama loves you, right? But really, really, either zip it, you know, zip it, get a vasectomy or something, you know, put a raincoat on it, do something with that. You know, it's made for more than just populating the women in Hollywood, for God's sakes. You know what I'm saying? So, Nick, listen, I love you, honey. You're one of the smartest men in Hollywood, right? But your action is not proving that. But you're sticking it everywhere. I'm just like, really, really. And then he went on, he stopped having sex for a while. Well, are you trying to catch up or something? I think he's trying to catch up with whatever he thought he missed. But anyway, so that's the thing on Nick. And so I know you guys heard about Whitney. I'm getting a little tired talking about Whitney because we all know it's just, we got to say our prayers. Father God, please help Whitney in the name of Whitney Williams, in the name of Jesus. Help her, Lord God. Help her to get better. And really, she is getting better. The auntie of pop culture, she had on her show, she had on her show that Wendy is getting better, so that is good news. And I got some more music I got to play. Oh, Sammy, my guy, Oh, Sammy. Calls me friends. You guys know I love me some Oh, Sammy. He's down in the ATL, and he is just doing fabulous. Him and his sister, Maddie Anderson, they are just phenomenal. So this is Calls Me Friends.
But I'm so scared that they might care.
That is Old Sammy Calls Me Friend. Oh, I love that guy. So listen, Old Sammy and Maddie, they are phenomenal. They are brother and sister, and they both is in entertainment. And as you can see, they have phenomenal talent. That is Old Sammy. He just simply goes by Old Sammy. He is amazing. Listen, guys, it has been a stone cold blast on tonight. And listen, Nick Cannon, honey, practice your zipper. Practice zipping your pants up, baby, okay? Your zipper works more than one way, okay? It works going up, too. You know what I'm saying. So listen, we know that you have majored in unzipping. Let's see if you can major with zipping it up. My God, come on, really. Really. So listen, mama has got to get on up out of here. It has been a stout cold blast. But guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and